Welcome to Sky Astrology, where the heavenly bodies are. This is Sky Astrology, no, not astrology. This is Sky Astrology with me, aka Cloudette, because I love clouds and looking up. Hey, it's aka Cloudette here with Where the Heavenly Bodies Are. This is episode 222nd, 222, on a special day where we've been told that they verify that there is a pinkish planet far, far, far away, a thousand years it needs to go around our sun. That is its cycle. And so, yes, what we don't know is that what star it's near or what constellations it is in. And I'll be trying to find that out for you. Tried to find it out before I did this podcast. Did not. So if anyone knows, please just tweet me or call into the station and let me know. But without further ado, I want to share with you where the heavenly bodies are. That was at the time of 11 minutes after 11 on this date of December 18, 2018 from London GMT time. Okay, so we have at that time the ascendant is a Capricorn constellation that was rising. That means on your horizon, the constellation of Capricorn was going above the sky. And next we could see Neptune, if you have a star chart app, of course. Neptune follow with Aquarius position in the Aquarius constellation. This is a mathematical astronomical information according to where the heavenly bodies truly are in our sky. And that's five arch minutes. 60 arc minutes make up 1 degree. So you can see it's at the beginning of 16 degrees of Aquarius. Okay. Next is Mars. It's at 23 degrees Aquarius, 8 arc minutes. Chiron is at 6 degrees of Pisces and 1 arc minute. Uranus is at 36 degrees of Pisces and 50 arch minutes and retrograde. Is the only heavenly body at the moment that is retrograde, and it is astronomically at the last degree of Pisces, and that is, I think, significant as well. We have our moon at the time. It was some 4 or 5 hours ago, which means it's probably 3 degrees Aries now. But it was at 1 degree of Aries, 54. But for everybody today, of course, the moon is in Aries, fire sign. Rahu, which is our north node, is at 26 degrees of Gemini and 45 arch minutes. Venus is in its happy in its constellation that is associated with, and that is the Libra constellation. It is at 3 degrees and 2 arch minutes. Mercury is at 4 degrees Scorpio and 13 arch minutes. Scorpio astronomically only has about the most 7 degrees of the ecliptic, so it'll be leaving that soon, going into a Fucus together with Jupiter, which is right at the beginning of a Fucus at 0 degrees and 57 arch minutes today. And what is also interesting to note is that our sun is leaving a Fucus today. It is at 18 degrees on the last degree of a Fucus and 34 arch minutes. And we'll be going into Sagittarius and across the galactic center, which is about 2 degrees Sagittarius at Sagittarius A to be exact. So this is a good time to observe. I always observe when something transits the galactic center. Then we have Saturn at 13 degrees Sagittarius, 17 arch minutes. Pluto at 23 degrees Sagittarius and 39 arch minutes. And last but not least, our south node, which is also known as K2, at 30 degrees of Sagittarius and 40 arch minutes. So that's all for today. You know that the new planet, let's try to find out where that planet far out, the dwarf planet. Now listen, when they said that Pluto was a dwarf planet, they said it wasn't a planet, they were taking it away. It seems to be a planet now because they're calling this Planet 9. I'm confused. It doesn't matter. We don't get caught up in these little things. Just get caught up in being aware where they are astronomically and giving, you know, a shifted energy to this fact. And may I ask, kind of leave behind the Western astrology that has not shifted and does not acknowledge these facts and the true positions of the heavenly bodies. We need to know that because we are stardust. We are golden. And this will help to find our way back to the garden. Thank you, Jody Mitchell, for your vision. And thank you, my listeners, for listening and tuning in. I wish you and yours all the best every single day. Take care of yourselves. Until next time, I will definitely try to come and do a podcast before the holidays, and so that you have something to listen to. Hopefully you're taking a nice little pause at the end of the year before the new year. Mind you, I don't celebrate really until the 13th moon is finished, which is what the Chinese do. Chinese New Year, which will be in February, which will also be when the calendar will be coming out. So stay tuned and keep in touch. And if you have the answer to where the pink planet VG18 is, please drop me a note. Until next time, bye. Welcome to Sky Astrology, where the heavenly bodies are. This is Sky Astrology, no, not astrology. This is Sky Astrology with me, aka Cloudette, because I love clouds and looking up.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.